And rather than draw all this out, has anybody come from far away?
What's far away?
That wanted to add to the hearing today?
I'm from Bend. Is that far away?
Yes, sir, that is. If you have anything to add, Representative, you know you're always welcome. Because we essentially are just opening up today out of courtesy to the public to make sure that no one came here with the intention and the hopes of saying anything more. And I'm just going to briefly, if it's all right with you, to go through what our intentions are. We've recently had some rather bad news, as I know you're all aware of, forecast. So my intention, with the support of this committee, will be to take the incentive program out of 3636, and we would have been able to just put stuff with the Grocer's Amendment, but it's as far as I know, do I have to open up a public hearing on this?
No, Mr. Chair, you're fine. You're fine.
There's been some added language as far as how the delivery and that process goes that we're going to add to it. And that's essentially what we're going to do on 3636. And this has been shared by through all the advocates and all the concerned interests. And hopefully we will turn to that next year and take a look at how we reimburse these agents, because I think they are doing a good job. I think they're responsible, and I think we want to help them improve their businesses. And I'm supportive of that, and I will continue to be supportive of that. And then, we will be continuing with the amendment regardless of what I've read today. I just want to be very clear with that, too. We want to make the grocers whole, put them back to where they were before our inadvertent change last year. So just so everyone knows, we're clear on that. On the House Bill 3632, my intentions on that, with the support of this committee, will be to, as far as I know, we have language now that will take the $50 quarterly requirement, the $50 limit before you have to start paying unemployment insurance, and take it from rule and put it into the statute. And also, I understand if the federal government would be to raise that quarterly amount, the state would automatically increase it with the language we're going to be putting in. That's what my intention is. I would have canceled today's hearing, but because it was posted, the chief clerk, I think, wisely suggested that we come in and explain what we were doing here out of respect for the public. So once again, I will ask, does anybody come from far away that wanted to speak to this today? If not, I think we're just going to adjourn, unless there is anything for the good of the order from the committee members. Seeing nothing, I appreciate your patience with this, and have a good weekend. We're adjourned.
Paul?